This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
And joining us this morning, OBGYN with Optum, Dr. Todd Stearns. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Renee.
It's great to continue our month-long conversation about cervical cancer. It is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and you were on The Extra yesterday morning, and if folks missed that, they can go and download the podcast, krdo.com, look under the radio tab, and look under podcasts. And today, as we continue our conversation, doctor, we are talking about, of course, prevention measures and cervical health. So what are some proven ways to prevent cervical cancer?
Right. So we're talking about cervical cancer prevention, and it's impossible to have a talk about that unless we also talk about human papillomavirus, or HPV. So in addition to the normal, just healthy lifestyle practices of good diet, exercise, getting a lot of antioxidants, we're talking about the potential for getting the HPV vaccine and avoiding smoking. All of these practices together can probably help the most to reduce the incidence of having HPV present and lingering.
And we have touched on the vaccine for HPV a little bit before, doctor, but are some folks concerned, because I think the recommended time to get the vaccine is in younger years. Is that right?
That's correct. So it's introduced through the pediatrician. Age 9 through 26 was the original target. It's been expanded from age 9 to 45, but if a patient is in consult with their pediatrician, they can receive the two doses of the vaccine before age 15. It's two doses, and that's if we can do that before the age of 15, and that's ideal. If not, of course, it's three doses, and we can do that all the way up to age 45.
Now, what are some questions that parents possibly and potentially have about this vaccine? Of course, I'm sure number one, is it safe?
Yeah, so it's tested. I mean, there's obviously, we touched on this yesterday, there's people who are opposed to vaccines, and a lot of the bad press, I think, comes from some of the reactions that could come from the substrate in which the vaccine is produced, like how it's manufactured, can sometimes cause an allergic reaction if you're allergic to some of the substrates. But by and large, the vaccine is very well tolerated, and the post-marketing reports are that it causes very little sequela or bad happening. So it's something that, in this situation, the benefit far outweighs the risk.
And of course, go ahead.
Sorry, we're just talking about the development of cervical pathology. It's something where I believe the benefit outweighs the risk.
Yeah. And before we move on, doctor, of course, the vaccine is for both men and women.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that you can, like I said, in consultation with your pediatrician or your OBGYN, it's something that can be talked about, and the features and benefits and risks can be discussed in the office. And it can be given in doses 0, 2, and 6 months apart to complete the series.
Absolutely. And, of course, I'm assuming, Dr., annual exams, of course, very key.
Yep, of course. Apart with the prevention measures, an annual exam. And then you're not doing a pap smear every year based on the result. You know, if it's normal, you can wait certain intervals, 3 to 5 years, when you're testing. But at least an annual exam to make sure everything is okay and that there's no symptoms that the patient is experiencing.
Now,
and that's all part of the prevention tactics.
Absolutely. And if precancer is found, can that be treated?
Yep, and that's we touched on that yesterday as well. When we do the goals of the Pap smear screening program are to identify precancerous lesions so that we can take action to avoid the development of cervical pathology later down the road. So that's the idea of early intervention and primary prevention from the Pap smear screening program, is to detect people who are at risk from the community
right.
at large and take action before.
Absolutely. And of course, doctor, if folks have questions or want to learn more information, they can, of course, reach out, correct?
Yeah, we're seeing patients at the Briargate East and Southwest office, and they can call 719-496-4767 for an appointment, and we can get you in and make sure you have all the prevention that you need.
Perfect. Dr. Todd Stearns with Optum. Thank you so much. Always great talking with you. And I believe it's our last week next week. So we'll talk with you next week.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning. It is 641 now, KRDO's Morning News.